तो प्रेस करके कर लेते हैं, पोजीशन में रख के दे दो, ठीक है ना? आपका गाली देना सब इसमें आ जाएगा। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18, कर्मण्य या कर्मया पश्येत् अकर्मणि च कर्मया सा बुद्धिमान मनुष्येषु संयुक्ता कृष्ण कर्म कृत। वन हू सीज इन एक्शन एंड एक्शन इन एक्शन इज इंटेलिजेंट अमंग मैन and is in the transcendental position, although engaged in all sorts of activities. One who sees inaction, and action in inaction is intelligent among men and is in the transcendental position. All the engaged in all sorts of activities. Purport. A person acting in Krishna consciousness is naturally free from the bonds of karma. His activities are all performed for Krishna. Therefore, he does not enjoy or suffer any of the effects of the work. Consequently, he is intelligent in human society, even though he is engaged in all sorts of activities for Krishna. Akarma means without reaction to work. Akarma means without reaction to work. The impersonalist ceases fruitive activities out of fear. So that the resultant action may not be a stumbling block on the path of self-realization. But the personalist knows rightly his position as the eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he engages himself in the activities of Krishna consciousness. Because everything is done for Krishna, he enjoys only transcendent happiness in the discharge of his service. Those who are engaged in this process are known to be without desire for personal sense gratification. The sense of eternal servitorship to Krishna makes one immune to all sorts of reactionary elements of work. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तकं। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री गौरभक्त। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। इन द प्रीवियस टू श्लोकास कृष्णा सेड इवन द learned among the men, even the scholars, they are confused about deciding what is bad karma, what is good karma, and what is karma that is neither good or bad, it has no mundane results. Generally, whatever karma we do, it will have some good or bad result. Bad result, everyone knows that it will give you suffering. But good result will give you temporary kind of benefit, but because that is also part of this world. Suppose somebody is having difficulty because of his poverty. He is suffering. He is always in anxiety. How can my expenses be met? And someone has lot of money, so he cannot give it away to others. He cannot enjoy it. So when you are attached to money, it is very painful to give it to others. No? When you are very attached to money, that's why people don't want to do charitable activities. In the present times, people are not, they have money, tons of money, at least many people have money, but you don't find them coming forward to donate for charitable activities. And there are people who are doing a lot of charity, but still people are not happy. Like the government is introducing Runam Maafi, this, that. But did it make people happy? After all, the government has waived 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakhs. So that is debt. But what about his habits? What about his other needs? What about his plans in life? You will be still in trouble. So the government, they do that because they don't know how to really benefit a person. Nowadays, leaders are not in good knowledge about dharma and bodily needs. You need both, iha and para. If I only talk about para, but to attempt para, you need to meet your basic needs in life. Like we want to, like we are doing bhakti. It's good. Here is a place where there are good arrangements, like classes, bhajans, and service, and what? మధ్యలో వచ్చిన మాట్లాడేది ఏం చదువుతున్నా తెలియదు. సో హియర్ ఇస్ ఎ ప్లేస్ వేర్ దెర్ ఈస్ అ ఫెసిలిటీ ఫర్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్. But if you just talk about spiritual life and there is no proper place to stay and there is not a proper arrangement to eat and your problems like many there will be water problem, current problem. No, they don't have electricity. So it's not just bhakti, but you need certain basic things. That means life is about meeting your basic bodily demands and then providing opportunities for practice in bhakti. Then that is complete life. That means a leader should know that life is not complete without spirituality. And a spiritual person should know that not just always bhakti, bhajan and that, but you should also take care of health, you should also take care of your other needs in life. Like how to deal with parents, how to deal with relatives. Because you cannot create enmity with them. Then your purpose will be defeated. Suppose you become a devotee, but everybody takes it bad, that young woman or young boy is just left home, leaving parents without anybody to serve them, or it is not a general thing in the society, and it is not that only when you leave home you can practice bhakti. If you are married, you cannot practice bhakti. If you stay with parents, you cannot practice bhakti. If you have a job, you cannot practice bhakti. Is that right? It is not right. It is right? Talaga yukta, inda kanvasaram matarthi vlas. Prasnadi ite, iti iti tanda, iti dhaval gurthi. So the point is, you can practice bhakti in the ashram and also at home. You can practice bhakti with job, without job. You can practice bhakti with marriage or without marriage. So for bhakti, there is no any hindrance. Bhakti can be practiced under any circumstances. Whether you are poor or rich, whether you are in jail or outside the jail. If you are in jail, you cannot chant Hare Krishna or what? You don't chant. If you are poor, I am a poor man, how can I pray? No. You are poor, you try to improve your condition. At the same time, you chant Hare Krishna. So, it is a very subtle and intricate thing. So leaders, they don't understand, so they cannot give this complete path to their followers. And to cover their ignorance, they highlight that we are going to do this, do that. Nowadays there are so many schemes. That way it is privileged to be a poor man. If you are a middle class man, no white ration card and no concessions. That means it is good that if you are a very poor man, it is good because the government is giving you many concessions. That means they are encouraging you to be a lazy bum. They are asking you to become lazy. If you work hard and make some money, then you don't come under that white card category. No ranam mafia and no concessions. What is that medical thing Rai Sekhar Reddy introduced? Aarogyasri. You don't come under Aarogyasri. So then what government is encouraging? Just don't do anything, be a nonsense. So the government will take care of you. Then is it a practical idea? How many people the government can take care of? They will become bankrupt. They are. The government has no money. If you just to get votes, you introduce all these stupid schemes and you keep people lazy and you just provide everything to them. And how long that can go on? You cannot do it. It's not practical. The real leadership means the leader should have a vision. The leader should understand how things can go on. And it should engage people in his vision. So there is a saying, it's not that a good leader means he will give you everything and you just remain idle and useless. That is not a leader. But nowadays, people want to remain useless and idle. They say, this leader is so nice, he's giving this, giving that. But you are not using people properly. They have certain abilities, they have certain capacity. A good leader means he will work hard and he will also engage people. That way you can create real prosperity, not a burden. Everybody is simply eating and lazy. And then the leader is providing, our leader is so good. No, you have to create work culture. Work culture. That means the leader should have vision and he should work and he should fit people in his vision. No? But nowadays, people have a very short vision. How can I stay in position? That's all. He is bothered. He is not providing you Aarogyasri and Runam Mafi just like that. Because he is trying to see that after 5 years again he is there in the seat. And the people are not happy. You may give anything to people, but people cannot be happy. Because happiness doesn't come from material things. For happiness you need spiritual life. For happiness, you need your connection with Krishna. And even for material prosperity, that's why if the government can go on giving everything, why they should be in debt? So many complaints, because the money is misspent, so the government, the treasury is empty. They don't have any money. It's just to collect votes, just to fool the public. They spend money. But for real developmental activities, there is no money. He has used the money just to stay in power. Not a right thing. So here, Krishna is talking of a very important subject. That is, one who sees inaction in action. And when you are very, very active, but it should not result in rebirth. Suppose you are very, very active. Because of that, you have to become a horse or a donkey or a buffalo in your next life. Is that good? It looks like you are working very hard, very nice. But working hard, then Krishna, you want to work very hard, so I'll make you a horse or an elephant or a buffalo, because you want to work hard. So working hard without understanding, you will become an animal. So we should work hard, but it should not result in animal birth. How that can be? Or, in other sense, you may not be working so much, And still, that person can become free from cycle of birth and death. Just like according to public opinion, the Hare Krishnas are not working. They don't do any job. They don't have any social life like serving the poor. You know, there is hudhud. So many Hare Krishnas went there to do some seva there. And other problems. Like so many people go to serve sick people, so many people go to serve poor people, and so many people try to, you know, like every day I'm reading in the newspaper how all over the country they are sending lakhs and lakhs to hudud affected people, to chief minister's fund. To the chief minister's fund, so many people from around the country, they are sending. So, simply doing all such activities is not going to stop your suffering. Suppose somebody is not working at all, because if you work, either it is going to be good or bad. If it is bad, you suffer. If it is good, still you have to suffer. As I told you, if it's some good activity, you may have material facilities, but what about your uncontrolled mind? What about your lusty desires? What about your hatred and envy? Money is there. So, that means with money, like, you know, why do, what is that, the Ambani brothers, Mukesh Ambani and Anil Ambani. Anil Ambani and Mukesh Ambani, they are fighting. But they are the two richest people in India. Why they are fighting? Is money less? No, plenty of money. That means it is obvious that money cannot make you happy. With money still you may be fighting and hatred, anger, jealousy, crying and all that. That's why it is a very important sloka. Krishna is talking about, tomorrow also we can continue. Krishna is saying, the art of work. You can work very hard, at the same time you don't have to become an ass or an elephant or a horse. And you may not work at all, that doesn't mean that you are free from reaction. So some beggar is not working, but is he liberated or what? He has all nonsense thoughts, and even for his maintenance, he is dependent on others. That means he is becoming runi. So just by giving up work, you are not becoming free from reactions. Not working also has a reaction. Working also has a reaction. Then what is that? Is what Krishna is teaching. That is called, there are two words, Nishkam Karma and Bhakti Yoga. Nishkam Karma means working without any motive. Generally everybody works with a motive. I want to pass my examinations. No, you can study books to have a knowledge in the subject. Not just to pass the test you have to study. If you study only to pass the subject, then you may not be a very competent man. You are just worried about only passing the subject. That means you automatically pass the test, and you can be more knowledge if your motive is to attain knowledge. If your motive is to attain knowledge, you will automatically pass the test also. But just passing the test doesn't make you a knowledge man, because you only know a few things. You either copy from the, in the examination, or you just prepare for few questions and you pass the examination. But that may not be enough for you to practically work in the society. Suppose I only know few little things, half-baked knowledge, only some knowledge. If I have only some knowledge about medicine, then you are meddling with the patients. You should have full knowledge, you should know what is what. Suppose I know how to diagnose, but I don't know what is the treatment, what is the use. Not only that, you should know the diagnosis, and you should also know the treatment. Or I know the treatment, but I don't know how to diagnose a patient. I know what medicine you have to give to a TB patient, or what medicine you have to give to a typhoid patient, but I don't know how to recognize typhoid patient, typhoid patient or TB patient. This is called half knowledge. No? So, not working is the solution. Working hard is not bad, but you should know the art. So that's a nishkam karma. Nishkam karma, just for learning, just for helping the society, you work. It's not that I don't need, so why should I work? No. You may not need, but there are people who are needy. If you work, you can help them. That is better, nishkam karma. That means no room for laziness. Nishkam karma. But generally, kam karma. Or you call it sakam karma. But Krishna is recommending nishkam karma. You may not have desires, but work. Because work will create prosperity and many people can benefit. That is one. Number two, you're talking about actions in Krishna consciousness. That is called bhakti yoga. This is the right thing. You work in Krishna consciousness. Suppose you are killing. If you are killing for your reasons, you are becoming a criminal. If you are killing because you don't like somebody. Because you don't like somebody, can you kill the other person or what? No, you cannot. So, suppose there is some criminal. There is some criminal, and to punish him, you may kill him. It's not that he is not your enemy. You are killing him just because he is a criminal. If he is let loose, if you let him go, he may be unnecessarily spoiling many families, killing a son, killing father, and there is a disturbance. Family system is broken. Who will earn money? Who will maintain the family? Suppose the father is killed. Who will support the family? Suppose the son is killed. Who will take care of the parents in their old age? All issues. Suppose you are killing a criminal. No issues. The society is benefiting. That means killing is not always bad. Sometimes killing is good. But not for your reasons, but for reasons of dharma, like that. So many other things are there. Maybe tomorrow also we will discuss Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.